The NHL playoffs began on Wednesday. The New York Rangers are early favorites to go all the way, but their counterparts across the East River and just down the Long Island Expressway are probably the sentimental favorites. The New York Islanders are playing their final games at Nassau Coliseum. Nassau was the center of the North American hockey world from 1980 to 1983 when the Islanders were winning four Stanley Cups in a row. But the team's residency there is about to end. Next season, the team will move to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. WNYC's Jim O'Grady recently went to the squat concrete stadium in the middle of a Long Island parking lot to find out what the team's fans will miss once Nassau Coliseum is gone.
One way Islanders fans define themselves is by what they're not. They're not Rangers fans. David Martin, the diehard Islanders fan who drove us to a recent game at Nassau Coliseum, breaks it down for you.
There's the layers at the bottom of an ocean. You know, it's like whale crap, lawyers, and then Rangers fans. That's the strata.
You know that I'm a Rangers fan.
Oh my gosh, I didn't. Oh my word. I guess I should retract everything I said, except I won't.
The Rangers play in world-famous Madison Square Garden in the middle of glamorous Manhattan. The Islanders play in a stadium that looks like a food dish for a giant, sad dog.
Well, it's a dump. But it's a wonderful dump because it's intimate. There's not a bad sight line. So when they move to Brooklyn, that's all going to be lost.
Islanders fans love the Coliseum because it's theirs. It's where they've gone for decades to root their hearts out for their team. Martin has been coming to the Coliseum for 12 years, since he moved to New York from Virginia, got a job in publishing, and fell for the team. He's my guy. So, with Mozart playing in his 2005 Toyota Corolla, I ask him to describe his fellow fans.
People from Nassau and Suffolk, I'm trying to think how to put, I mean, Strong Islanders, blue-collar, people with mustaches, grizzled. Well, I actually know what she's singing about at this moment.
What's she singing? What's the emotion she's expressing?
Well, she is asking for her daughter back. Her daughter has been...
Oh, just like you are asking for your Coliseum back for the Islanders.
I'm choked up a little bit right now. Because, Jim, you're right. I think what's so touching in a way is that when Mozart wrote this opera 240 years ago...
Right.
He was for this moment. Yeah. It was entirely for this moment.
It's an afternoon game between the Islanders and the Anaheim Ducks on a Saturday in late March. In the early going, the home team has chances to score, but they have trouble putting the puck in the net. After two periods, the Islanders trail the Ducks 3-1. So we head to a hot dog stand, where we run into Frances Hoey, a fan from Floral Park, who's been coming to Islander games with her dad since she was a kid. Her heart belongs to the Coliseum.
It's special, everything. Tailgating, and when they go to the Barclays Center, they won't be able to do that anymore. Everyone's going to be taking the train, so.
You tailgate before a game?
We have a couple times. But
what do you do when you tailgate?
Well, you know, just...
By you know, she means we drink beer and eat meat in the parking lot, a tradition dating to the Coliseum's opening in 1972. It's now the second oldest building in the National Hockey League, the oldest, Madison Square Garden. Islanders owner Charles Wang proposed to spend $3.4 billion to renovate the arena and develop the area with restaurants, sports facilities, a luxury hotel, and a 60-story tower designed to look like a lighthouse. But when local opposition killed the deal in 2011, Wang basically took his team and said, I'm out of here.
Here's Sparky. Oh, my God, Sparky!
Sparky, oh, well, the mascot.
Sparky the mascot.
Hey, Sparky! Hey, hey,
hey. Sparky the mascot is a monstrous hybrid of man body and dragon head who roams the Coliseum, high-fiving the proletariat, although reports say he might not be cool enough to make the move to Brooklyn. Fan Blaise Ogdenbeni doesn't care. He likes Sparky and Sparky's home.
Oh, man, I'm going to miss this place. I'll tell you that right now. Great place.
What are you going to miss about it?
Just the history of it. New York Islanders, I mean, when I was a kid, that was it, man.
His older brother, Woody, got him hooked on the team.
He was big Islander fan, very big Islander fan.
The brothers went to games together until Woody passed away in 2001. On this day, Blaise Ogdenbeni is sitting with his family in Section 317, holding a sign that says, Woody's Gang.
We're here with like 60 people tonight. We're actually here because, you know what it is, but we lost my brother in 9-11 in the World Trade Center.
So, in a sense, is this one way to keep his memory alive?
Yeah, we keep his memory alive. This is his love.
The Islanders mount a mini comeback in the third period, but end up losing 3-2.
Okay, game is over. Is this your swan song for the Nassau Coliseum?
Yeah, I think, sadly, I don't know if I'm going to be coming to any more games.
So this might be the end for you.
Yeah, absolutely, when you put it like that.
Do you want to say goodbye to the building over there?
Friends. The end is near.
Okay, that's enough.
Do we have rights to that? Do we have the rights to that?
For only a game, I'm Jim O'Grady.